Hey everyone, Audio Boo, Twitter land, it's Melissa. I could really, really, really use some help urgently. First of all, hold on 1 second. Okay, so, first of all, I was at school today, and when I came home, Jeremy had just gotten out of the effects of a seizure. So he had fallen, and so much so that those are the grand mal seizures, and he went, apparently, I mean, I wasn't here when it happened, but when I walked into the room, his clothes were soiled on his computer chair. Was bent, like, I guess because he put his full weight when he had the seizure. You know, they're unconscious, so they're dead weight. He put his full weight on that back of the chair, and it bent, and he fell. I went and bought him another chair at Staples, $79, and a little mat to put under the chair so it rolls easily for him, being the fact that we're on carpet. So he's going to hopefully get that new chair assembled tomorrow. But my first thing to ask is that, you know, you guys pray for him. This was the second seizure in 2.5 weeks. I am a little nervous about that because, just one moment. So anyway, yeah, his last seizure was 2.5 weeks ago. And then of course, for 4 years solid, he didn't have any seizures. So, because his last one was in 2010. So, he's having, and these are the two major seizures. This is his second one in 2.5 weeks. And when I used to have the grand mal seizures when I was a teenager, they were nocturnal. They only happened when I slept at night. And his happen whenever. And what scares me is today when he had a seizure, he was home alone. That chair could have knocked into the nightstand, or he could have bonked up against the desk or whatever, and he could have severely injured himself. And, you know, if he had taken a shower, you know, God forbid. So it was kind of scary because he was coherent. He was awake. He had gotten out of the shower, but he said, I don't know. I think I fell, and I went in the room, I saw the chair was all torn up and his clothes were soiled on. And I said, yeah, it looks like he had a seizure. He didn't even remember the fall. He just said, I fell. He thought he had fallen. And it's totally pointing to a seizure because of his behavior and everything after that. So we got him, you know, he got dressed and I took him out to dinner just to get him out of the house. And then we went and got him a chair at Staples. So keep him in your prayers, guys. The other thing I wanted to mention is that his keyboard is acting strangely. His keyboard, only the odd F keys are working. So for example, F1 works, but if you push F2, it says F1. We don't know why it's doing that. F3, if you push F4, it says F3, and so on and so on, to the point where if you push insert F12 and ask for, you know, to give you the time, it brings up the system tray, and it's acting as if the F11 would. So there's two F1s, 3s, 5s, 7s, 9s, and F11s. Why is that happening? I'm really confused about that. I tried a system restore. It didn't work at first. because the people who set up his computer in their infinite wisdom installed AVG on it. I'm going to have to think about a better antivirus program, but the system was restored. Or basically what had happened was it had to undo the restore because of, you know, me trying to restore it a minute ago. So if anyone knows of something that I can do to fix the problem, I don't know if it's a JAWS thing. I don't know if it's a computer thing. Urgent help is needed. His the arrow keys aren't working exactly properly. I don't know how this happened. And he was at his computer when he had the seizure, and he doesn't remember what happened. I don't know if he knocked into something. The keyboard is working. All the keys work when you press them. It's just that the F keys aren't working as the way they should be. All the odd keys work, but the F2s, 4s, 6s, 8s, 10s, and 12s, they're also, you know, working with the odd numbers for some reason. It's like the odd ones have a pair of 2. I don't know how this happened, and if anyone knows of a JAWS option or of a computer option that I need to fix, please let me know. System restore probably wouldn't fix the problem. I don't know, but it's not fixing it. So if anyone has an idea, he's got an older keyboard that plugs into his new laptop or desktop. And it is, you know, it's got the return key that has like a right angle shaped, you know, or an L shaped, I guess they call it.
2 minutes. Pause recording.
So
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
I don't know.
2 minutes and 49 seconds.
I don't know how that happened. So if anybody can tell me about an option or something that will fix the problem, then let me know, because that is weird. I have never seen anything like it. Nothing like it. That is very strange. Alrighty. Well, folks, it's been a long day, and I'm tired after school and after all the stuff that's been going on. So I'm going to take Zappa out in a few minutes and then get some sleep. But I just asked that, I asked for help with the keyboard problem, and then I asked for you guys to pray for my husband, because these seizures are definitely out of the norm for him. So if anyone would pray for him, that would be greatly appreciated.
1 minute.
I don't know what's brought all that on. So they did blood work. They said his dosage on his medicine is fine, and he's been referred to a neurologist. So when the referral goes through and when we get to meet the neurologist, I am going to tell them about the second seizure, because we went to see them after he had the first one. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe they need to do another MRI of his brain and find out what's going on. So
1 minute and 0 seconds. That's
pretty much what's going on there. So yeah, if anyone has any advice about how to fix the keyboard problem, I have never seen anything like that. He can't check the time. When he tries to do an Alt F4, it does an Alt F3, because the F4 is acting like the F3 as well as the F3. So, you know, it's important to note the odd keys are acting normally. It's the even keys that are, that is so strange. So if anyone has any ideas as to what might be causing that, please let me know. And,
20 seconds.
That's pretty much it. So, take care, everyone. Have a good night. And I will see y'all on the flip side. Have a good day. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.